Who among us, if presented with a photograph of our significant other in another's embrace, would fully trust the evidence of our own eyes? Well, not these days, we wouldn't. Not when we see actresses on every magazine cover with heads digitally stitched to someone else's airbrushed body. Not when we can remove the red eye, sharpen and brighten our snapshots with Photoshop on our home computers. Philanderer, you're off on a technicality. The photographic image, which was once light gathered by a lens and chemically exposed on a piece of silver paper or nitrate, has become destabilized. We can never fully relax anymore. We have to interrogate our film images in a way that's very new. The implications for the movies are profound. In Beowulf, very loosely based on the poem, the actors have been supplanted by computer-generated facsimiles. Let's agree on the term avatars. Take Anthony Hopkins, whose avatar is the king, haunted by embracing a demon many years ago and begetting a monster that now terrorizes the kingdom. To capture Hopkins' performance, the actor wore a rubber wetsuit on his body and electrodes on his face, while a computer recorded his every nuance. Well, in theory. In fact, motion capture in the year 2007 makes for very stiff body language. The facial expressions, too, are stiff, with a slackness through the cheeks and lips, as if another actor were wearing an Anthony Hopkins mask and lip-syncing. Good animation isn't about capturing things. It's about an animator's imagination and skill invoking the truth of a thing. Ray Winstone, whose avatar is Beowulf, the brave warrior from across the sea who has come to kill the monster Grendel, is a flabby actor. But we see Beowulf in all his naked glory, minus a puerile game of hide the genitals, and there's not an ounce of fat on him. John Malkovich, who plays an oily advisor who has it in for Beowulf for reasons left murky, is, as an actor, more full of ticks than a grandfather clock. His avatar fares the best. When you dumb down his performance, since the original was so exaggerated, something still comes through. So the avatars aren't quite there yet. Angelina Jolie, who plays the demon, whose face and body have been scanned, reproduced, and enhanced to a shiny, naked perfection, is a cartoon too cold to be much of a turn-on. She's too perfect, too smooth. I have to wonder, why spend millions when a real cartoonist like Ralph Bakshi can suggest sexiness with the stroke of a pen in Fritz the Cat or Cool World? Ken Turan, critic for the LA Times and NPR, in his crusty review of Beowulf, complained that the director, Robert Zemeckis, who also made Forrest Gump, has now been completely consumed by his own tools. Well, Turan should take another look at the film he venerates, Forrest Gump, which begins and ends with a CG shot and has hundreds in between, including a digitally amputated Gary Sinise. The fact is, the cutting edge of technology is where Zemeckis has always been most comfortable residing. It's the shakier half of his artistic stake. Well, in the end, Beowulf is a blind alley. Though its hammy dialogue and pretty good story make for a film of acceptable momentum, it's not got the emotive quality that only real performances can bring. Well, that is, so far. We can still tell the difference between an actor and an avatar. I'm tempted to say that it's like Zeno's paradox, always having the distance to the destination, never arriving. But things are getting awfully uncanny, and I still haven't seen the film in 3D, the subject of a future review in mid-December. Maybe the real reason so many of us critics are down on avatars is that we're trying to reassure ourselves, whistling past the graveyard of old assumptions. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.